So I'm joined with Jim Williams. So Jim, when did you first start to play darts?
When I first started, I was probably 7-8 years old. My dad really was the one that played, so just giving him a bit of practice, really. So yeah, I was 8 when I started.
So when it carried on, obviously you got older, when did you join the BDO and start taking it a bit more seriously?
I never had taken it seriously until there's the tournament called the World Masters, which basically starts off at county level. And you qualify through your county team, and then you go to a national playoffs, and you qualify through that, and then you go to Hull then in the last 520 of the world. And I got right to the quarterfinals that year of that. So that's pretty much when I started in the BDO.
So how do you fit darts around your day job?
That's real tough, really, at the moment, with all the travelling and that. I don't get a lot of time or anything like that. That's tough.
So how regularly do you have to practice as well?
If I can, every night. It's about an hour a night I try and do, just to keep my eye in.
So going forward, Lakeside 2016, Tony O'Shea, first round, first match as well.
Yeah.
How are you feeling going into the tournament?
All right, my form's really good at the moment, so I'm confident, really. I've played him twice this year as well, and I've won quite comfortably, so it's good. I'm playing him, he's a legend, so it'd be nice.
So I've seen you on TV before, and your theme music was Queens of the Stone Age, No One Knows. Have you still got that? Because I love that song.
Yeah, that is still the one. It's my favourite song as well, so it's good. It's a good one to walk out to.
And have you ever done a 9-dart finish? I need to ask you this.
Yeah, I have. We're playing in the Isle of Man, and I played one of my best friends on the tour. And we both got to the final, and I got one against him in the final, so it was good.
I noticed as well in the BDO on social media, it's like Glenn Durrant and Jamie Hughes. There seems to be quite a lot of like banter going with the players as well.
Yeah, there is, especially between me and Glenn, really. Quite a few people that come to the darts regularly always pick up on that, see how we're getting on. But yeah, he has got the upper hand at the moment, though, which is a bit annoying.
And there's the other character, Ted Hankey. What's he like in real life?
Yeah, he's really good. To be honest, most of it's a show. He's actually been really helpful to me and said a lot of good things that have helped me. So, yeah, I get on well with him. Good guy.